This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A freshman Democrat in the U.S. House of Representatives says she will vote to impeach President Trump when the House votes on Wednesday. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
Michigan Representative Alyssa Slotkin, a freshman Democrat who flipped a battleground Republican seat, says she will vote to impeach President Trump. Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin announced her decision in an op-ed in the Detroit Free Press. Then the former national security official attempted to explain why at a town hall.
So what we are doing, whether we agree or disagree, is exactly what our founding fathers designed 40 years ago.
Slotkin represents the 8th Congressional District, which backed President Trump over Hillary Clinton in the 2016 election, but elected her in 2018 over a Republican incumbent. I'm Shelley Antler.
A senior U.S. diplomat on Monday made a last-minute plea for North Korea to re-enter nuclear negotiations. VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Seoul.
It's not too late for North Korea to engage in nuclear talks. That from Steve Biegun, the top U.S. envoy for North Korea, who's visiting Seoul this week. In recent weeks, North Korea has issued almost daily warnings about its end-of-year deadline for the U.S. to soften its stance on nuclear talks. North Korea has threatened to deliver an ominous Christmas gift, saying it's up to the U.S. what kind of present it will get. Biegun called those comments regrettable. Biegun's trip to Seoul comes days after North Korea conducted two tests, apparently of engines for long-range missiles. There are fears the North could soon resume long-range missile tests. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
For more on this and other stories, you can visit us online at voanews.com. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham.